Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCutchie from the 2021 Rome Film Fest, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Christine Kujat-Thorpe and Henrik Bjelland, actors of the film The North Sea, which I just watched this morning. I'm still shaken by it, so it's really weird to be speaking with the guys that, you know, whose lives were in complete danger up to a second ago. But it's a real pleasure. So the obligatory question is, would you mind maybe introducing your characters a little bit for the listeners who haven't seen the film yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I play Sofia Hartmann, which is a young entrepreneur. She's very hard-headed, very tough, much tougher than I am. She works with the subsea robots, and she's in the middle of this disaster, natural disaster, trying to save her boyfriend, and also working for the oil business, trying to figure out what is happening. Yeah.
And I play her boyfriend, Stian. And he is a single father. He has a son, which his name is Odin, and they are sort of in the midst of, or the beginning of, figuring out their relationship, her and Sofia and Stian's, where they are, or should they move in, should they, you know, what's the next step. And he works at the platform, Gullfaks A, and in the midst of this disaster.
Yeah, there's a whole dramatic context to this film that I think makes it all the more haunting, because life proceeds as normal, and then all of a sudden, before you even see it coming, a huge disaster can happen at any moment. Do you guys in your personal life ever worry about something like this happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is like an extreme level. This is like the worst scenario, but I think it's just scary, the whole environmental issue right now. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not like this drastical, but it comes like sneaking in, and everything changes all the time. I think that's super scary. I think I'm more afraid of that, like the gradually increasing change in the weather and the environment, more than a huge...
The imminent catastrophe over rising.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And what about you, Henrik?
Yeah, the same. And also, you know, we've seen the volcanoes recently, that's sort of, and the forest fires. And, you know, you get scared because it's an extreme, and it gets more and more and worse and worse. So I'm more, like Christine said, I'm more afraid of, you know, the lack of action, and we can see it, everybody can see that there is something going on.
Yeah, Christine, you actually mentioned earlier that your character is very brave, much braver than you, and I guess much braver than most people in the world. So that's okay. But I mean, how? So there's obviously a very big physical preparation for this, and maybe mental preparation for it. Mm-hmm. What did it all entail for you getting into this this very brave character, as you said?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was a lot of like figuring out, because I didn't know much about the oil industry. I'm from Oslo, so that all happens in the coast, so we only get the money from it. And we learn about it in school, but I wasn't that good in school, so I had to read a lot to figure, just like trying to understand that whole world, and also the tech world, the entrepreneurship she's doing or working with. And I also exercised a lot. I've never been that ripped in my life, and I don't think I ever will be. I don't think it's that fun to exercise, but I had to do it for this, and I'm really happy that I did, because it's a lot of running, and it's a lot of stairs on oil platforms.
There's like,
there's a lot of stairs, and I was so exhausted every day at set, so I can't imagine if I were to do it now, I would have died.
I get short breath just going down those little stairs, which unfortunately we can't see because it's radio, but anyways. Henrik, is it true that this is your first film, someone was telling me?
Yeah, this is my first film. Like, I've been in one other movie, a small part.
Yeah. Do you generally prefer to work in theater? What was the...
I don't prefer it, but it's the, you know, my training is in theater. So I've been doing a lot of theater, but this is my first, like, big movie. And to be, like, this scale of a movie, it's insane. And I'm so proud of it, and so proud to be a part of it. And, it's really cool.
That's really what I was going to say, actually, because this being your debut, it's one heck of a way to start. So, I mean, was it? Do you feel like it could have been an easier beginning, maybe just starting with a chamber piece where people just talk, or did you appreciate getting the full experience of being something like this?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate everything. It was really. The whole experience of getting the role as well was so, like, I was working and I didn't have time, and then suddenly I was finding myself on set and being like, okay, let's do this. And I also trained like Christina a lot because I was so I didn't know what to do with myself because we in theater you have 8 weeks of rehearsal and then you show it, but here it's like, okay, we're gonna film the rehearsal sort of, and we're gonna figure it out as we make it. So, you know, I also trained a lot, and mentally that also worked with coming to set and be like in front of 50 people, mm-hmm. being like, okay, let's do this. So it wasn't that scary.
Really?
Yeah. It's bonkers, if that's a word, to be a part of this, and I'm so happy, yeah. And I can't wait for tonight to see it.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun and frightening for a lot of people too. But thanks very much for joining us. We're going to have to wrap it up. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.